our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
So Dan texted me today.
Okay.
And, among other things, like, talking about trying to do a point buy system for 5th edition instead of rolling dice for stats.
Oh,
which
for stats. Okay.
Just as a person, I hate point buy. Apparently, statistically, you'll end up with better stats with 5th edition if you do point buy, but
okay.
I hate point buy.
Okay.
But if y'all want to do it, that's fine. Anyway, he texted me and said, if we had a podcast, I'd call it Dan and Holly Bring You Talk Time. Because it would be da butt. He didn't say that, but I figured it out.
Da butt.
He spends his time at work well, so thank you for that.
Da butt.
That would be pretty great, though. I mean, I don't know that anyone would listen to it, but nobody listens to this, but people do. But it's funny to say nobody listens.
Is that funny? Is
I
that
think
like the
there's
theme?
Even like. Like, major podcasts where people are like, nobody's gonna listen to this. You're like, yeah, people listen to you. Do you know people listen to you? Or they're like, this is so boring. Nobody wants to hear this. But, like,
boring?
They do. Because people keep listening.
So, do you want to hear about the big news?
What's the big news?
Big news is Stardew Valley.
Oh, I wasn't gonna talk about it.
You weren't
I was
gonna
just
talk
gonna
about
kind
it.
Of avoid it. We've got other stuff to talk about. I figured maybe we'd talk about it next week. Like, when we've had a chance to play it more and see more about it.
I just got it.
We can acknowledge it. Stardew Valley is a game that came out last week that's it's taken over the internet.
Is it really taking over the internet?
It's got thousands of people on the subreddit today alone, right?
There's like three people that
it's
I know.
It's taken over
know
the
about
internet.
It.
Yeah, it is.
And then
for
like
sure.
Subreddit.
People know about it. I saw it on Reddit, like not. No, it wasn't Reddit. Facebook. Like someone completely unrelated to me mentioned in Facebook. So it's not just us.
It's just me, you and me. Let me see how many. When I signed up for the subreddit last night, it was like 4,700.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where it's at now.
Yesterday.
Last night.
That's
like at 11 p.m. last night.
So, not even 24 hours ago. Like 21 hours ago.
Yeah. Let me see if I could find it. What's it called?
Stardew Valley. What's that game called I just mentioned? Oh, we had great feedback about our midweek podcast. If you haven't listened to that one. Please give that one a listen. That was called And Then He Sneezed. Really a pinnacle of podcasting.
We even had a new theme song for that.
We did have a new theme song. We wrote a new theme song just for that. It's a good one, too.
Okay, so last night there was 4,700 subscribers.
How many are we at now?
It's at 6,935.
That's a lot.
Well, it's like 1,200 in a day.
Yeah, but in one day? For a game that's brand new? That's a lot.
Yeah. So check it out. It's Stardew Valley. It's $15 on Steam.
Yeah, so I just opened up Facebook on my phone, and the very top, like the first article on my Facebook was someone liking a thing that says, Steam basically has its own Harvest Moon now. So Kotaku wrote about it, so now it's going to get crazy.
Oh, it's going to get crazy. Yeah. Did you see the Flight of the Conchords?
What about Flight of the Conchords?
I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, they're making a movie?
No, they're doing a tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, I posted it on my timeline.
Well, I didn't see it.
So you should have had.
Well, I didn't see it.
You should have seen it.
I don't know why I didn't. I don't know when you did it, but it didn't come up for me. You know how Facebook doesn't always show you all the posts, though?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It only shows you some of them. Like the ones people care about. People must not care about it.
I care about
what
it.
What else do we have to talk about? We pickled some eggs. They're purple.
Oh, that's our snack for today.
Oh, yeah, that's our snack.
Let me go get one.
We haven't had a snack in a little bit.
Oh, I have to put that in the post.
Oh, that's new news, too. You're not going to do Puka Trade anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be selling off a large percentage of my Magic cards. I'm kind of systematically going through them and pulling out the ones I want to keep for later, like ones that I think might go up in value sufficiently, or, you know, just like all the fancy lands and stuff. So I'm going to have like just a tiny box of Magic cards to save, because I only ever play draft anyway.
It's true. You don't play anything that actually requires you to have cards. Mm-hmm. You just want to get cards and then get rid of them.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a small collection, and then I'm selling the rest.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants a bunch of Magic cards, let me know.
And I think that's a good idea. We're looking to relocate. Like, at some point, I'm going to find a replacement job for the job I'm about to not have anymore. There's like a big news meeting at work tomorrow that everyone's timid about. It's really throwing a wrench in my day, because it's at 2:30 p.m., which is when I need to be doing all kinds of other stuff. And not talking.
Should we describe pickled eggs?
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get it when we actually take them.
It's important.
I was talking about work. Everybody cares.
Everybody loves your work.
But yeah, so that's a thing that's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. It's at 2:30 p.m. I'm supposed to be doing other, like, meetings and stuff. I'm training somebody tomorrow. And then, like, just at 2:30 p.m., I have to be somewhere else and not be able to do anything. And my training with this other person starts at 3, because they only work till 4 my time, because they're in Eastern. They're in Eastern time zone in Kentucky.
You want a full egg?
I mean, I gotta eat it. I don't have a choice.
I'll find
Maybe
one.
You should bring some...
beets.
Oh, did I break the eggs? Yeah, I probably did.
You fucked them all up.
I fucked them up a little bit. So I made beet pickled eggs, which the eggs turn out purple. They look really cool. But it turns out that the jar that I had was like just a little bit too small for all the stuff I was trying to shove it in. Oh, this is like a half gallon jar. It's not like a tiny jar. But I was trying to shove just a lot of stuff in there. Just so much stuff in there. Including an entire full sliced onion, and it was a big onion. So maybe not going to do that next time.
All right.
And that's okay.
So the beets are purple.
Beets are purple, because that's what beets do.
And then the eggs are purple.
I'm gonna have a bite first,
just to make sure it's not too vinegar.
Sure. Oh, yeah, because you added more vinegar yesterday. It wasn't even close to enough vinegar before, so I don't think it'll be too vinegar.
It's more purplier.
Some of the eggs were overcooked as well. They had, like, that green rim around the yolk, which made me sad. Because to cook a dozen eggs, I didn't want to boil them, because boiling eggs, like, if you do a bunch of them at once, they tend to hit each other and then crack and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I baked them instead. The downside of that is I've never done it before, so I didn't know how long it was going to take in my oven, and it took a while, but it didn't take as long as I left them there for.
I'm just eating these beets and eggs.
Okay, well, are you going to give me some?
No.
You're not providing any sort of feedback.
I just don't want to get on my playmat.
This is the snack, so you're not providing any feedback or
so the beets taste like beets. Oh, I didn't have an onion slice. Let me know how the onions are.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. So it's you get a bunch of vinegar and sugar and beets and eggs and put them in a jar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let it sit for a couple days, and then you have pickled eggs.
Yeah, pickled eggs.
And they're real purple.
They turn the color of beets, which is a very reddish purple.
Mm-hmm. I might get some more beets, too, because they're real good.
No, you just like beets?
It might need a little bit more salt.
But I think it needs salt, too.
Yeah, I'll put a little bit more salt in the jar. But I think the vinegar is.
Just buy pickled beets.
I think the vinegar is just about right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a tiny bit more.
Mm, I don't think I'd put in more.
No. I mean, it's just about right. But the eggs don't taste very vinegar. The beets are beets, you know. There's a very small hint of vinegar, but it could use a little more, I think, or just more salt.
I'm realizing I made a mistake. I ate the beets first,
mm-hmm.
and now my mouth just tastes like beets.
Yeah, now it tastes like eggs. Beets eggs, egg beets. Remember that band from Doug? Called the Beats?
Yeah.
That was the band.
Remember Quail Man?
I do. He wears underwear on the outside of his pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a belt on his head.
Mm-hmm. Easiest Halloween costume ever.
My friend from high school does a Doug podcast.
What, really?
Yeah. Charlie.
What do they talk about?
Doug.
Have you listened to it?
I think it's just like they do each of the episodes.
Oh my god, we should do that. We should listen to it and watch all the episodes of Doug. I think they're on Amazon.
I'll have to find it. Do 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 do.
Is it Patty? Patty Mayonnaise?
Patty Mayonnaise, yeah.
And that's Scooter. Not a real name. It didn't occur to me that wasn't a real name when I was a kid.
What, Patty Mayonnaise? That is a real name.
Nobody's last name is Mayonnaise. Right? Nobody's last name is Mayonnaise?
Yeah, nobody. Except for Patty Mayonnaise and her parents.
fictional character, Patty Manners.
Does she have a brother or sibling?
I don't know.
Or other sibling?
She might have. I don't really remember. And he had a pork chop. He had his dog. Mm-hmm. His dog name was Pork Chop.
These beets are pretty good.
And then who was the bad guy? It was like Greg or something, wasn't it? What the hell was his name?
Roger.
Roger, yeah. He had the most regular name of any of them.
Mm-hmm. It was Roger, and he had like
a... Skeeter's not a regular name, and Doug Funny isn't a regular name.
His name is Doug.
His last name's Funny.
What's Roger's last name?
I have no idea.
Onions weird.
You think the onions are weird? I like them. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
They taste more traditionally pickle to me.
I like the beets, and I like the eggs.
Yeah, I like the onion. I would agree to cut down on the sugar next time, though. There was a lot of sugar in that. Yeah. It's too sweet. Because I don't like sweet pickles, like pickled cucumbers.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet pickles. And that's what it tasted like, was sweet pickles.
Yeah. I'm going to put more salt
like
in here.
Can I have another egg?
I don't know.
Am I allowed to have another egg?
Yeah, I'll get one, too.
Can you sprinkle some salt on it before you...
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, and then throw some more salt in there.
Then some more beets.
The nice thing about pickled stuff is that if you mess it up, you just fucking add it. We are keeping these in the refrigerator, not at room temperature, because room temperature gives you botulism.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants botulism. Well, actually, some people pay for botulism. Yeah, you know, that's not true. It is not at all true that nobody wants botulism.
Some people do. They want it right in their face.
Yeah. They just want it in their face. You know how botulism paralyzes you? They just want to paralyze part of their face. Mm-hmm. What a weird thing. What a weird, weird thing
they
for people to want.
They pay people a lot of money to do that.
They do, it's true. So yeah, I squished all the stuff into the jar, and the eggs got a little funky and squished.
But pickled beets...
I think I'll use half the onion next time, probably. I still like the onion in there, but that was a big onion to use the whole thing of. But yeah, pickled beets. I feel like I'm allergic to something that's in there. Am I allergic to beets?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think I'm allergic to eggs. I have a lot of eggs all the time. I really felt like I was allergic to it, but...
It might be beets because you're not allergic to onions.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allergic to onions. Very strange. I wonder if beets are among the thing... Like, there's that thing, a list of stuff I might be allergic to. Or oral allergy syndrome is what it's called. Something to do with cross-pollination of something with fruits and something. Are you Googling oral allergy syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay, go to the wiki. Like, Wikipedia
for wiki.
It. No, just go to Wikipedia for it.
Oh. OAS.
And then there are lists of stuff there. Like of things that you would be allergic to. Cross reactions. Yeah, yeah. I'm the one for ragweed.
Banana, cantaloupe, cucumber, green pepper, paprika, sunflower, honeydew, watermelon, zucchini, echinacea, artichoke, dandelions, honey, hibiscus, or chamomile tea.
Okay, so I'm only in on some of those. I'm in on banana, cantaloupe. I don't know about cucumber. I don't think so. I'm fine with green pepper, but then honeydew, watermelon, all those sorts. Basically melons. And mango. I don't know if mango's on any of those lists. Well, yeah. That's what I get. Oh, maybe some birch pollen too, right? Because avocado.
I'm allergic to that. Almonds, apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, carrots, celery, cherries, chicory, coriander, fennel fig, hazelnuts, kiwi, nectarines, parsley, parsnips, peaches, pears, peppers, plums, potatoes, prunes.
There's a bunch of stuff on there I'm not allergic
potential
to.
Potential walnuts.
Mm. There's all a thing on the ragweed list, and then
did you know
avocado.
About how figs eat wasps?
Yeah. Figs are horrifying.
They're terrifying.
Wasps are scary, but figs are worse. Like, a thing that's going to eat a wasp, I like less than I like a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think I've ever eaten a fig. Well, yeah. Have you eaten a fresh fig? Uh-huh. I mean, either. That's strange.
This is an election year. There's mm-hmm. people, like, worried about who's going to be the president.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I need to get my passport renewed.
Yeah. Just in case we have to flee to Scandinavia.
For multiple reasons. The Department of whatever is advising that people get their passports renewed sooner than later. Because it was about 10 years ago, this like coming April or May,
mm-hmm.
that they instituted the thing where you had to have a passport to go to Canada and Mexico. So a bunch of people are going to have expired passports in the next couple of months, and they're all going to rush to renew them.
When did I get my passport?
Oh, yeah, just pretty recently. It was less than 5 years ago. What are you looking at?
Johnny Depp pulling off his Trump makeup.
Oh, Johnny Depp put on some Trump makeup. Interesting. Very interesting. You know nobody on the podcast can see that, right?
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Facebook while I'm on the podcast. This is the best podcast ever. We're eating eggs obviously. And watching Facebook.
Yeah. Well, if we weren't eating during the podcast, it wouldn't be a podcast.
It wouldn't be a snack. It would be a snack.
Hard-hitting questions. You got any hard-hitting questions today?
Mushrooms or bats?
Fruit bats, though.
Right.
Specifically fruit bats. I do like fruit.
Mm-hmm. You like mushrooms more, though, I think.
You think I like mushrooms more than fruit? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think you like mushrooms a lot.
I like mushrooms at all, but you don't like mushrooms. So that means to you, I like mushrooms a lot. But I like mushrooms the amount that a regular person likes
mushrooms. Just a regular amount?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm like super into mushrooms, but I like mushrooms.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Oh. Well, how about you, mushrooms or bats?
Mushrooms.
Really?
Yeah. I want to grow mushrooms in my cave instead of bats.
That'd be cooler.
Yes.
It seems easier.
So I was watching.
You can control mushrooms. You can't
I was watching
bats.
Gully stream that game yesterday when I came home.
I was still over there.
And I said mushrooms, and he's like, "Nah, bats." And that was it.
Well, that's because there's a 15 second delay.
Right.
So by the time you saw mushrooms, we probably already picked bats. Mm-hmm. I peer pressured him into bats hardcore. I know that I did. Yeah. I don't even feel bad about it.
Mm. Well, you can have bats and I'm going to have mushrooms.
That's fine.
I'm going to have a dog as well.
Yeah, I'm going to have a dog because dogs are way better than cats.
Yeah, that's true.
What else do we have going on? Oh, you saw that Fuller House show.
Oh, I watched all of it somehow.
Yeah. Why? Why would... Let's analyze this. Why do you
I mean, it was just on in the background.
Yeah, but why?
I barely watched
There's
it.
Lots of other stuff to watch or put on. Why do you think you decided to
nostalgia.
Watch Nostalgia. Right, but the nostalgia only works for the first couple episodes before you realize it's bad.
Yeah.
Why did you continue to watch it?
I didn't have anything else to watch. Or I didn't think of anything else to watch that you wanted to watch. Because anything I want to watch, you wanted to watch too.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't just have it on.
There was like movies and stuff you could
watch. Oh, I did watch some movies too.
Oh, what did you watch? Because it wasn't Good Night Mommy, because I was awake for that.
Oh, that was horrifying.
That was a weird,
I didn't
okay
like it.
Movie.
Oh, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
No, it gave me the willies.
My sister should watch that movie.
We watched
Netflix.
Deadpool.
We did see Deadpool. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Was it a good movie?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds. He knows how to Deadpool.
And he killed some bad guys.
They made a lot of references to Ryan Reynolds having been Green Lantern and Ryan Reynolds.
Being Ryan Reynolds.
Being Ryan Reynolds.
And breaking the fourth wall.
All kinds of fourth wall breaking. Wait, didn't he broke the fourth wall inside a fourth wall break once, right?
Yeah.
He said it was like a 16 wall or something.
Yeah, because you multiply them.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I guess you all multiply them.
I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules either.
Yeah. So that was that.
And then we went to eat at Scotty's Diner.
It was at Scotty's Deli.
Scotty's Deli, I'm sorry. It should be called a diner, though. It's more diner food than deli food, I think.
And it's just sandwiches.
Yeah, I guess. And like... chicken nuggets and fish nuggets.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird fish nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, that's because we're in fish territory.
And they had lavash.
They did have lavash. We didn't have lavash.
If anybody knows what lavash is that isn't from here, then tell
I'd be
me.
Surprised.
Because that's not a thing that I heard of.
Yeah, I honestly, I knew what lavash crackers were because I lived in a highly Arabic part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a thing. But then I came here and they talked about lavash and I was like, they're eating crackers, but it turns out that that's not what they meant. They didn't just mean crackers. They meant like a pizza made out of crackers. Something.
That's like how they made baklava, right? Did you ever see that on Alton Brown?
No.
It was when they made the baklava episode. I watched it like 6 times.
Okay.
And it was like there's like a guy on a magic carpet
mm-hmm.
and there's a different guy on a camel and then he like fell on his camel and his and his cracker... got on the, in like his honey and walnuts. Hit the guy's cracker and they ate
did.
It. And
they
he's like, oh, this
you
is pretty good.
You got honey and walnuts. You got honey and walnuts in that cracker.
And then, and thus baklava.
And thus baklava. Mac White stopped his tractor trailer at the foot of an old bridge. The trailer was airtight except for 2 screen doors at the rear. The trailer had a second set of doors which could be closed over the screen doors, enabling him to seal the trailer airtight. Matt closed the second set of doors and began to pound on them. When a passerby asked him what he was doing, he replied, "I've got 2,000 pigeons in the back, and I think they're too heavy for this old bridge. I'm making the little buggers fly around so they'll lighten the load till I get across." Will Mac's idea lighten the load, or will it be the same?
If they're flying.
Yeah. If they're flying, does it make it lighter?
I feel like it would, but I don't think it does.
No, it does.
It does?
Yeah.
Because
if you're not contacting it, there's no pressure. They're pushing down, right? Like if you had your desk here, right?
Uh-huh.
And all the stuff on it just started flying, your desk would be lighter.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
It's an airtight trailer.
Right.
In this airtight trailer, the situation will be the same as before. A bird flapping its wings will cause alternate up and down accelerations, which will average out. A downward flap creates a pressure greater than the weight of the bird, and an upward flap decreases
okay.
it.
So I was right.
So you were right. It'll be the same.
Yeah, it doesn't feel. It feels like
I
it should, but I don't think
it
would.
I forgot that it was airtight.
Yeah. Well, no, that's why I was like, it's in a.
Yeah. Why would they ask this if it was gonna work?
Why would they ask it if it was gonna work?
It is estimated that the Earth weighs 6 sextillion tons. How much more would the Earth weigh if 1 sextillion tons of concrete and stone were used to build a large wall?
The same amount?
It would be the same amount.
Because you're taking all the stuff from the Earth. It's like in the Douglas Adams books, they have that the Paradise Planet, where you have to leave the same amount of stuff that you take.
They take, yeah.
And you leave the planet. So, and if you, like, they weigh you when you come in and weigh you when you leave, so you have to weigh the same amount. Because there's so much tourism that the planet would lose whatever.
Barney Dribble was going on a one-way trip. He intended to ride for a certain distance, get off the bus, and walk back to town. If the bus travels at a rate of 9 kilometers per hour, and he has to walk back to town at a rate of 3 kilometers per hour, how far would he ride so that he'd be back in 8 hours?
So if he goes 2, that would be 27. And that would take him 7 hours to get back. So that'd be 9.
No, if it goes 3, it'd be 27.
Oh, it's 9. Sorry. 18 would be 2. And then he walks 3. So yeah, 2. He'd go 2, because then it would be 9, 9, 3, 3, 3, and 3, and 3.
18 kilometers.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I mean, you said 2.
Yeah, 2.
Mr. Green!
Wait, what? He would have to drive for 2. 2 hours. And then walk back 6 hours.
Oh, you went time. I was going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my mind is somewhere else.
Mr. Green, Mr. Red, and Mr. Blue were at the Solace Hotel.
Mr. Purple.
Nope.
Mr. White.
Nope.
Mr. Orange.
Nope.
Mr. Blonde.
This isn't Reservoir Dogs.
Mr. Brown.
This isn't any of that.
Okay.
This is Mr. Green, Mr. Red, and Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue. He was in it.
They were at the Solace Hotel having a drink. One man was wearing a red suit, one a green suit, and the other a blue suit.
Oh, jeez.
"Have you noticed," said the man in the blue suit, "that although our suits have colors corresponding to our names, not one of us is wearing a suit that matches our own names?" Mr. Red looked at the other suit and said, "Yes, you're absolutely correct. What color suit is each man wearing?"
Okay, what colors were the suits?
Blue, green, and red.
And then the guys are blue, green, and red.
Yes. I'm assuming they know each other's names. So, the man in the blue suit said that their names don't match, which means that it's not Mr. Red, who is in the blue suit, and it's not Mr. Blue, who's in the blue suit, which means it has to be Mr. Green, who's in the blue suit, right?
Okay.
And then we know that Mr. Red isn't in the red suit, so Mr. Red's in the green suit. So Mr. Blue is in the
green suit. Sure.
Red suit. No, Mr.
Yeah,
Blue's
it's just a logic puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a really easy one, too.
Yeah, because it's only 3. I like when they have... Did you ever see, like, those logic puzzles that have, like, a big grid and you have to fill out the grid? Those are my favorite things.
I don't like them when they're a huge grid.
No, but those are the best.
I like a medium-sized grid.
It's like a thousand
grid. Like a thousand grid.
That's all I ever wanted.
"I have a small cabin in the back, but there's only room for 2, said the farmer. "One of you will have to sleep in the barn." The Indian volunteered. Several minutes later, he knocked on the cabin door and said to his rich person and Jewish friends, "I can't stay in the barn. There's a cow there that is against my religion."
Okay, that's racist.
Oh my god, they actually used Indian as the correct the correct Indian. They meant India. That never happens. Oh. That's all right, said the Jew.
Never happens.
I'll sleep in the barn. 5 minutes later, there was a knock on the cabin door, and the Jew said, I'm sorry, there's a pig in the barn. That's against my religion. Uh-huh. That's okay, said the rich person. I'll sleep in the barn. 3 minutes later, there was a knock on the door. The Indian and the Jew opened it, and there stood the pig and the cow.
What does that mean?
Does it mean that the rich person's against the pig and the cow's religion? I don't really get that joke.
I don't understand.
I don't understand your joke, racist joke writers. I don't get it.
Well,
why did the rich person girl stop wearing wool skirts?
Because they were itchy.
Because the fellows kept pulling the wool over her eyes. Oh no, that's a rape joke. Oh no. Don't rape people.
Okay.
Guys, don't rape people. That's bad. Bogzuski met a beautiful girl who seemed to be madly in love with him, so he immediately proposed marriage. Oh, poor dear boy, she said. Don't you realize that I'm a nymphomaniac?
Oh dear.
Hey, said the rich person. I don't care if you steal as long as you're faithful to me.
Okay. He just doesn't know what nymphomaniac means. He just thought it was a different term. Because rich people don't have good knowledge of things.
Yeah, they don't know stuff.
I guess that's the connotation.
Idiot. Definition. A rich person who rips off a girl's bra and then bites her on the ear.
What is that?
I don't know what it means. I don't know what that means at all.
I'm just reading it. Okay, give it.
No. I just started at the beginning, finally. This is from 1977. Take it up with Larry Wilde. He's probably dead by now.
Larry Wilde. Okay.
These rich person jokes are really offensive.
John Platt, the internationally famous prestidigitator, gets guffaws from Magic Castle revelers with this goodie. Miss Zeromsky was driving through the hills of Michigan.
Oh, that's a rich person name.
It is, when her car broke down. She walked to a nearby farmhouse and the owners put her up for the night. Next morning, while waiting for the tow truck, Miss Zeromsky walked out to the barn and watched the farmer's daughter milking a cow. Can I try it? Asked the rich person girl. Of course, answered the farm girl. Miss Zeromsky sat down on the stool, grabbed an udder and said, Say, honey, how long do you have to pull on these before they get hard?
Oh. What is wrong with this guy? I bet you if this guy had a Facebook page right now, if he had a Facebook profile, his education history would be studied life at the School of Hard Knocks.
That's the best one.
I hate that so many people use that.
Gloria and Stash were parked on a lonely road. The girl became more passionate as the night wore on, but she couldn't get Stash to understand her needs.
By passionate, does that mean she wants to do it?
I guess.
She needs the business.
Would you like to see where I was operated on for appendicitis? Gosh no,
said... What a pickup line!
Gosh no, said the rich person. I hate hospitals.
Oh, I get it. He's just more literal than
I guess Stash is a rich person name?
Stash is a rich person name. Would you be surprised if you knew a rich person who was named that?
What's that? Would I be surprised if I knew a rich person named Stash? How'd you enjoy your vacation in Mexico? Asked Barbara of Irina, her neighbor. Just great, answered the rich girl.
Rich person girl.
Did you learn much Spanish while you were there? Asked Barbara. Oh yes, replied Irina. I found out that mañana means tomorrow and that pajama means tonight.
What?
That's the joke.
I don't get it. What? Pajama though? Everybody knows what word that is. I don't understand the premise of these jokes. I can't even. I can't even with these jokes.
This one's pretty good.
This one's
pretty good.
Okay.
Miss Nowicki.
You better not be lying.
Was being examined by a gynecologist.
Oh, what a good start.
He told her to spread her legs, and Pirigini asked, Have you ever had a checkup there? I don't think so, said the rich person girl. But I have had a few Hungarians.
That's applause. Can I just throw this book in the garbage?
No, it's so good.
It is right.
It's a great book.
What happened to the Rich People's National Library?
They don't read.
Somebody stole the book.
The book? What book? Okay. No, this is real talk. Put the joke book
okay,
away.
Okay, jokes are away.
Hard-hitting question. What single book would you save if you could only save one book?
Out of all the books?
Out of all the books.
Ooh.
If you had to have a library that just had the one book in it, what would you save? It's a tough question, right? Because would you save fiction? Would you save nonfiction? Do you save, like, a textbook?
Do you save, I don't know. Like, I'd have to think about it.
I think I'd save a dictionary, maybe?
No.
That'd be useful, right?
No. No, because it doesn't matter. Because if they find it, like, it doesn't matter. Because it's not like there's any other language for them to decipher.
No, but it defines stuff. Like, maybe we forget what stuff is. It would still help define, oh, that's true, there's no other books.
There's nothing else for them to...
It doesn't matter.
Let me think. One book.
I don't know what I would save either. That's a tougher question than I thought it was when I posed it. Listeners.
I know what it would
tweet
be.
Tweet at us, or email us, or post on Facebook what single book you would save.
I would save The Joy of Cooking.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good book to save. But you can kind of make up recipes.
Yeah.
Like, you can learn all that stuff again.
But
I think it'd take less time to learn that than it would to learn,
but everything else is lost.
Yeah.
Like, not every recipe is going to be remade. There's probably things that people made back in the day that they never wrote down and are gone.
Yeah.
And nobody's made them in hundreds or thousands of years.
Probably true.
Yeah.
I would probably save, like, an introductory physics book. Because you gotta have something to start with. You gotta have something. I might be biased, but...
I would save the book called How to Start the Internet.
I would
Google
say...
Google for Dummies.
Google for Dummies. Like, Google's gonna be irrelevant. Oh, I guess I didn't clarify. Like, we still have the whole rest of the internet.
Yeah, Google for Dummies. That's
See,
so people know how
really,
to Google things.
Yeah, you wouldn't really need books.
You'd need only
That's
that one book.
That's a weird situation we're starting to become, like, to be in, right? That we don't really need books anymore.
Just that one. How to use Google.
Yeah.
And it's like a one page.
Because Wikipedia is not a book.
Just type in what you need and it'll tell you the answer.
Most everything I ever need to know is on Wikipedia. For real. Like.
So we should cut this one short.
We should, cause
because
we're running out
of
space.
Yeah. So.
Internet.
I'm sorry to interrupt your hard hitting question and topic.
That's okay. I think we answered it.
Yeah.
We Do answered the question. Do you have anything question. Else important to say? Important to say to our viewer listeners?
Later taters.
Okay.
That's it. It's over.
I thought you asked for something important, though.
Oh. Remember, you're the something something of your something something. I don't remember what he
says. Yeah, you're the Bob Ross of your candy floss.
Did he say that?
I don't know.
He probably
I don't think
did.
He's saying candy floss. If he did, it would be. He would say
You're
it.
The...
No, you're the Bob Ross of your tomato sauce.
There you go.
Remember, kids, remember that.
Remember that you're the Bob Ross of your tomato sauce, according to that guy.
That one guy.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.